The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
Talk to your physiologist and make sure you consider both sides of the equation when setting health and fitness performance goals. Track, evaluate, and tailor your exercise program for optimal results. Incorporate the latest exercise and nutrition guidelines into your daily routine to improve your fitness and overall health. Regular exercise is the most important thing you can do for your health. Regular exercise is one of the best things you can do for your health, including improving overall health and reducing the risk of many chronic diseases. Regardless of age or fitness level, you can use exercise as a powerful tool to solve mental health problems, improve energy and prospects, and get more benefits from life. Exercise or physical activity can improve your health and reduce the risk of various diseases, such as type 2 diabetes, cancer, and cardiovascular disease. Exercise and physical activity are great ways to make you feel better, and have fun even if you have never exercised before, to find ways to stay active. As the exercise becomes a habit, you can gradually add extra minutes or try different activities. If you want to lose weight, achieve certain fitness goals, or reap even more benefits, it may need to increase moderate aerobic activity to 300 minutes or more per week. Be sure to check with your doctor before starting a new exercise program, especially if you are concerned about fitness or have not played sports for a long time, or are having chronic health issues like heart disease, diabetes, or arthritis. But fitness should not be measured by merely one of these or any other tests or ratings, he adds. Health is also a condition, but is not as easy to measure or define as physical fitness. Physical fitness is a state of health and well-being, or rather the ability to play sports, exercise, and daily activities. Fitness includes some kind of activity that stimulates the different systems in the body and maintains a certain state in the body. Physical fitness is defined as the set of attributes that people have or achieve related to the ability to perform physical activity. Fitness doesn't have to mean that you're an ultramarathon runner or you can pull 100 up or do 100. Of course, exercise can improve your physical health and physique, reduce your waist circumference, improve your sex life, and even increase years. Of course, if fitness is part of a lifestyle, then it can also support health and improve health. A habit of happiness. Even if you have no mental health problems, regular physical activity can improve your mood, appearance, and mental health existence. You can also feel better if you exercise regularly, which will increase your self-esteem and self-confidence. When you begin to view fitness and health as a lifestyle rather than a part-time hobby or 30-day task, you will develop behaviors that will improve many areas of your life. Read on to discover why fitness is an important part of your health and wellness now and for life. Explain that true fitness is about feeling healthy and being physically fit to do what you want to do and live the lifestyle you want. However, with automation and lifestyle changes, fitness is now considered to be a measure of the body's ability to function effectively and efficiently at work and in the free time, to resist disease, hypokinetics, and to cope with emergencies. These classifications of physical activity take into account deliberate exercise and basic activities done on a daily basis and give the public a better understanding of what level of physical activity to perform. In addition, exercise has been shown to reduce symptoms of anxiety in people and also helps them become more aware of their mental state and distract from their fears. For the best chance at it, you should find exercises that make you feel better and you can stick with them for a long time, even if they are not the most intense, but soon you will find ways to incorporate a small amount of exercise into even the most hectic schedule. Most people tend to focus on one type of exercise or activity and think they are doing enough, when all components of fitness are balanced both physically and mentally, we get the most benefit. The best benefits lie in trying to achieve balance on both sides, which requires that we define the difference between fitness and health. This resistance exercise improves the health of your heart, lungs, and circulatory system and can also prevent or delay many
common illnesses in older people, such as diabetes, colon and breast cancer, heart disease, and others. They keep your heart, lungs, and circulatory system healthy and improve your general fitness.
These activities will help you stay healthy, get fit, and do the daily activities that you need to do. For significant health benefits, adults should exercise for a week at least 150 to 300 minutes of moderate intensity or 75 to 150 minutes of high intensity aerobic activity per week or an equivalent combination of both.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Max and this was episode 1421 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.